From the Gatorade broadcast booth, I'm Nick Brinks with this state track and field update on Kick 106.7. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. The 800-meter finals have wrapped up. Audubon's Zeke Conkler runs a personal record time of 2:03:40. He finishes 19th overall for the Audubon Wheelers. Before that, we had the girls' 800s. Marie Day of Carroll takes fourth in the 3A class. And in 2A, Chloe Judish of South Central Calhoun barely missed out on a medal. She finished in 9th. Both of those were personal records. Judish ran a 2:19:70 in the 800, and Day a 2:15:54. That is a school record. First event of the morning, back at 9 o'clock, we had the girls' sprint medley. Carroll picked up a 10th place finish there. Brenna Goins, Libby Perkins, Madison Tuning, and Marie Day. In my next update, I will have 1A girls shuttle hurdle results for the Arweva Rockets. Elizabeth Bruner, Amber Regaller, Jamie Hausman, and Maggie Regaller will compete in heat number one shortly. And then we'll take a little bit of a break. Right around 1 o'clock, we'll get to the boys' 100-meter 2A final. Kemper's DJ Vanami will run in that event. This update has been brought to you by Jamie and Tammy North of CTS Custom Technology Solutions, Ghost Energy from Allen Distributing, Poet Bioprocessing, RJV Transport, Mackey Motors, Pizza Ranch, and Landis of Ralston. All of today's results, photos, and interviews can be found on Twitter at CB Sports Network, also online at sports.1380kcim.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, I'm Nick Brinks on Kick 106.7.